Bro, watch what's gonna happen, bro. I'm telling you, watch what's gonna happen. When people see this, bro, they gonna be like, oh, dang, bro, I didn't know you was doing all that. You feel me? Doing all that. Then I'm gonna be like, but y'all didn't see them long nights when I was going crazy.
Exactly. Exactly.
Up till 4 a.m. That's what they not gonna see.
Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of The Inner Circle. It's been a minute. It's been a minute, but I'm back.
It has been a minute.
Oh, we got the boy Mario back on here, man.
Hey, thanks for having me back on, bro. I appreciate it.
Man, how's Utah, bro? Oh, wait,
Utah's
shit.
Good.
Oh, shit. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Oh, crap. I didn't realize, dude. Shit.
True. I mean, I was at your house on New Year's Eve, but I didn't even tell you.
Oh yeah. Oh, bro. So. Yeah, you. I forgot. You're totally there. And then we went to Costa Alegre, and then.
We did a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah, I don't think I actually ever told you Happy New Year. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's cold out here in Utah. It's snowy. It's not snowing right now, but it's still freezing.
You doing anything for work?
I got a job at AutoZone, so I'm just waiting for them to schedule me. So
there you go.
I can hook you up with car parts.
let me get the double twin exhaust.
They don't sell anything that cool, but I'll hook you up.
I got connects.
I know a guy who knows a guy, eh?
Man, it's good to hear from you though. It's been a year since you were back on the Inner Circle.
Yeah, it's been a while since I was last on the Inner Circle.
A whole
but
year.
But it feels good to be back, dude.
Yeah, man. I'm going to kind of jump right into things, just trying not to waste any time.
Yeah.
But how do you think, you know, ever since you were last on here on an episode, how do you think you changed ever since then? Because I know 2021 for all of us in the group, you know, Preston, you, me especially, Gabe, and pretty much everybody else, you know, they changed in a drastic way. But how would you say you changed in any aspect?
2021 was kind of a year of like growth and stuff like that, I would say, for me at least. When I first went on the Inner Circle podcast with you, we were just talking about stuff, and I had kind of started to get more mindset focused, but I hadn't really applied it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I had done some stuff, but last year was really a whole year of trying to get into the flow of things and start grinding. So, like, I was going to the gym. I was working on music consistently.
Yeah.
I was trying to keep up with school while doing all of that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of eye-opening and awesome because I actually got to try some of the stuff that I wanted to do, and now it's kind of a staple within my life.
Yeah.
That's kind of helping me progress every day towards success, you know?
Yeah, there you go, man. I mean that's good, dude. I mean it's been what? Let me see. What's today? It's been...
Today's the 19th.
19 days in 2022. It's been okay, you know? I launched season 2 of The Inner Circle.
Hell yeah.
I'm working on merch. That's coming out soon. I started up school. I've been pushing my IG game and Snapchat game more harder.
Yep.
Cause, you know,
I seen it, but the photos are looking clean, bro.
Cause you know, I was talking to my boy, I don't know if you, well, no, you're probably not pressing those, but, I was talking to my boy Branson. He's 18 and he's like mm-hmm. deep in, he's like, he has his own vent. He has a vending machine. He has a, he's looking into rentals.
So he's
he's balls deep in crypto, and you know he's up there, dude. He's like for his age, you know, he's 18. He's up there.
High bracket.
And
he's in a high bracket.
And
that's good.
Me and him are like back. Like every time I see him on live, I would join and I would like kind of go live with him and be like, hey, we always get lit on live, but we always like, you know, spit back and forth, you know, motivation and shit, or like you know, business ideas or whatever. But he wants to get into the podcast too, and you know, Preston is gonna launch his podcast. It's funny because Preston, he made merch, and he made merch.
He didn't even drop an episode.
Yeah, he made merch and got orders, and there wasn't an episode. Like the podcast wasn't even exist. It hasn't existed yet. It was hella funny.
That was hilarious. But hey, you know, Rich Boy Podcast. Shout out Rich Boy Podcast.
Shout out Rich Boy Podcast. One day,
hopefully,
man.
Hopefully, he drops an episode soon.
I know you. I know you got an episode in with Preston. One day, IRL.
I do. When I was back in California for the holidays, I went over to his house a lot to work out. I think we probably mentioned it one time, but one day I went over and we just recorded a podcast. So like for 2 hours, we just sat there chatting it up.
2 hours?
It was, 2 hours. Yeah, it was a long time.
God dang.
And it was pretty productive. So we got a lot of stuff talked about. So good things to come from the Rich Boy Podcast. I'm pretty sure, didn't you do an episode with Preston too?
Yeah. Yeah, on my Snap. One day when I was over, I recorded a snippet of an excerpt from that conversation. Mm-hmm. And it's so cool to, like, you know, how he's the owner, he's a host of that podcast. That's his. And yeah. Obviously I have, you know, this is my podcast. It's been doing pretty good. You know, it's still a little mm-hmm. fetus podcast, but I have like, It's a fetus podcast, but it's stuck because I have like 7 failed podcasts that before this one that didn't stick. So this one kind of stuck, and I'm running with it. So
only real OGs remember the No Homo Homies podcast.
Oh my God! Shout out Isaac, bro. I remember the No Homo Homies, dude. It was a No Homo Homies at Silver Creek every day.
Yeah.
Every Saturday at Saturday school in the library, I would just bring my mic and just, you know, chop it up with my boy Isaac. I need to get him on an episode. He's one of the OG. Yeah. He's one of the OG founders, because from No Homo Homies, I broke it down and built the Inner Circle, which didn't really hit because it was still like in its like designer phases. Remember the YouTube channel?
Yeah,
and the first original blueprints of the actual the banner and the profile picture, that didn't stick.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. It didn't stick. Those first two episodes that we did didn't really do good. It was until I went back to the drawing board and, you know, really thought about it. I had the names of each episode already written down and who's gonna be guests and, you know, who's going to be on, the length, the titles, everything. And then I launched it. And then I implemented that, and it was consistent, and it hit. But for the second season, I want to do that, but, like, I want to, like, do it on another level. Like, more, like, have it more consistent, more premium, in a sense. Because I've taken a break since the last episode. It's been, like, maybe 2 weeks. But I mean, mm-hmm. it's okay. I got busy with stuff, and I couldn't really. I got busy with stuff, and I didn't really have anyone to record with, because, you know, Preston's been sick like a dog. So is Gabe.
He's sick.
Yeah,
they both are sick.
Well, right? They were.
Oh,
it got bad. Probably a week or 2 weeks after you left, it got bad.
Dang.
And
everyone was getting COVID or Omicron around that time.
Yeah, it got bad after you left. And
it's on my phone.
And it's like we're dealing with Omicron and COVID, and then we got like tsunami warnings or something. Good thing you left, bro.
Tsunami warnings in San Jose. What?
You didn't hear about that? There was an underwater volcano that blew up. And it shifted the tectonic plates, which made waves, the sea levels rise in Santa Cruz. And there was actual tsunami warnings for the entire Bay Area. San Francisco, Santa Cruz, and everything along the coast got a tsunami warning.
Dang. I don't think it would have hit San Jose, but...
Nah.
Maybe. You never know, huh?
That's when San Andreas goes off, dude. You know the fault line? No, the fault line.
Oh, yeah, the San Andreas fault line, yeah.
Yeah, that's when it goes off. Or that or Yosemite, bro.
Yosemite, yeah. If Yosemite blows, then we all dead.
Yeah.
But that's crazy. Dang, everything went to hell as soon as I left.
Yeah, bro. It was a shrimp tacos, I'm telling you. Costa Alegre.
That's funny. But, yeah. Both of your guys' podcasts are really promising, and they're... Preston hasn't dropped an episode, but you can see the start of it. And, you know, I bet he looks like to you.
I like Preston. Part. Sorry to totally cut you off, but I like Preston because he's good with off the dome. You know, going back and really forth. Good. He's so good at that. And it's like, you know, for me, I'm obviously still working on it, but like right now, it's like I need to write down the topics that we're gonna talk about and then go for it. But you're doing like off the dome, you know, just back and forth. I can't really do that. I'm not at that level yet. Yeah. And I was telling
that takes a lot of skill, you know.
Yeah, I was telling Preston how I'm not that good at not socializing, but talking. Well, obviously I know how to talk, but not, like with other people, you know, like conversing with other people, like good. I still need to work on that.
Good conversation, a good dialogue.
Yeah, to have good dialect in a sense. And I'm like, how do I practice that? By talking more, obviously, with more people. And obviously, I have the perfect excerpt and excuse to do that because I'm the host of a podcast. I talk like the main thing for a podcast is like auditory, so you talk. And what I want to eventually do is get the following high enough so that once I move this to YouTube, the follows go from wherever, you know, Spotify, Apple Music, wherever, to YouTube, and then do the episodes as an MP4 file and like actual footage, like what's it called, like the Full Sand podcast. Like,
Yeah,
that
where you record
that's
the
nice.
Visuals and the audio.
That's what I really want to get to that level.
It'd be like the Latino Joe Rogan.
The Latino Joe Rogan.
Hey guys, this is me, Joe Rogan.
I'm gonna, yo, Elon Musk, if you're listening to this, I need DM me on Instagram at ROJ3LLO, and you know, DM me, and we'll get you on the Inner Circle on episode.
DM him at Rogelio Benola.
Man, that's crazy, bro. Who knew? Who would have thought that this would have been the outcome, freaking by the end of 2020?
No one could have seen it. No one could have seen it.
That's crazy.
But I'm glad it happened I don't even know. It just feels good to be able to chat with you and the homies when I'm far away, because I can still keep in touch with you guys, you know?
Yeah, and that, let alone social media, dude. I've been pumping social media so hard in my personal
life. I'm about to go hard soon, bro.
It's not like I go hard, you know. There's a saying where it's like Drake said, you can't talk big game to just anyone. They'll think you're flexing.
Yeah. And it's got to be people who understand it, you know?
Yeah, it's like, have you ever heard, like, let's say you buy a Lamborghini that costs, like, $1 million+, right?
Mm-hmm.
It costs you $1 million for the Lambo, but, no. It's like, you don't buy the Lambo for the car. You buy the Lambo for the connections you get with the people who have Lambo money. And then you connect with those people and triple your
status you can get.
Yeah. And since you're in that, since you have a Lambo and you have Lambo owning friends now because of a Lambo, you maintain that. It's not like you buy this to enter this other spot and then you build from that, or, you know, but it's like, it's gotten to a point where, like, I don't care anymore. I don't care if some dude, like, totally hate, like, shits on me or whatever. I'm like, okay,
I've seen that post. Let the people who stare or hate on me hate. I'm gonna give them a show. Let's go.
Oh yeah, dude, I got so much. You will not believe the shit I got for that.
Really?
Yeah,
people,
dude,
really got mad at that?
People got, like, it's not like, I don't know why. It's, like, to a point where, like, I feel bad for him. Because, like, you know, like, the I don't know. Like, I feel bad for you, bro. Like, you know, take time out of your day to shit on someone else.
Yeah.
And, you know, not really focus on yourself or whatever. But I'm doing me still. But I got so much shit for that on my IG and my Snap, because I uploaded them on both things. But I got more shit on Snap because I have people who I haven't talked to in a long ass time on there.
Yeah.
And then I kind of made more, not like, let's say, like, that was when, like, I added people in freshman year, and I just didn't DM them at all for the whole entire 5 years up until recently. So it's pretty much, like, mm-hmm. a brand new person that they're talking to. But, you know, I pretty much told everybody where I've been, blah, 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 and what I do now.
Just catching up.
And it's like, you know, it's like Lil Baby says, like, if they got a nose, they... like a weevil gotta smell it, you know, or like if they have a nose, they have to sniff shit, you know.
Yeah.
Like they have to, like, I don't know, man, but you get me, like they have to be in it, and like, you know, they have to like know what you're doing.
I also think your motivation and your drive is addictive, and so you, by posting that stuff on social media, inspires other people to do the same thing, you know.
Yeah, that's what
confidence is hard. That's, and a lot of people don't have that.
That's what my friend, my bro Branson says. I don't know if you've seen Branson. Branson is this he's my boy. He shout out Branson. Shout out CEO Branson, man. He I always go live with him. And one time when me and Preston, we went to Buffalo Wild Wings, and it was one day when we were hanging out, and it was one day when we went to the mall. And he goes live, and I join it, and he's driving around. He's always lit. You know, he's in his car. He's driving around, blah, blah, blah. He's always turned. And
yeah.
I go live with him. He's like, hey, Ro, I seen what you be doing on your story, man. You know, blah, blah, blah. He's, you know, he's telling me, like, you know, how, like, what I've been doing, blah, 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 and what I've been doing on my story, my posts, and everything, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, yeah, man, you're going to be like that soon, bro. I'm going to make it happen for you. And then he's like, hey, man, you know, every single time I see that buzz down on your wrist, it makes me want to go harder. and that stayed with me. That hit me hard. Cause he's like, oh, since you have it, it gives me like, I got to get one now. You know, like,
yeah,
it's like what Mayweather said once. He's like, oh, yeah, like, that's a nice jet. That's a nice house. But if you're going to be my friend, then show me how you got it. You know?
Yeah.
And that's kind of the same thing that what Branson said. You know, like, every time I see anything lavish that you have, it makes me want to go harder and get it, too. And I'm going to have it. I'm going to have it, too, you know? Shout out Branson, man. Hey, shout out my boy, dude. But I mean, I've been getting, you know, on my IG how I do the polls and stuff where like people can like do responses and crap.
Yeah.
I've seen like my friend Amit. You know,
I remember Amit.
Do you know Amit?
Yeah,
he went to the Marines or somewhere.
Yeah, he's in the Marines. I know a bunch of people that were in ROTC that went to the Marines. But yeah, I remember Amit.
Shout out Amit.
Used to blow up electrical boxes in the bathroom together. Electrical outlets.
But I recently got back in touch with him, probably maybe a week ago.
Yeah.
And he was like, not stalking, but obviously, you know, just looking at my feed, looking at what I do now, blah, blah, blah. And on one of the stories I put where it was just the response box, and I'm like, ask/tell me anything. Mm-hmm. He put, I'm looking at it right now. He's like, your recognition and desire to win is highly passionate, and it motivates others. Keep it up. And that's kind of the same thing that Gary V said. Dude, Gary,
yeah.
Did you see that? Oh my god, that dude, that's that crazy, bro. That's insane.
I was so hyped when I saw that. I was like, shit.
That is insane, dude. Gary fucking V, man.
You know what you need to do now? You need to print that out and frame it, bro.
I'm telling you. Oh, bro, speak of the devil, bro. Hang on. Let me see this.
That dude's like Jesus Christ to all entrepreneurs.
Yeah, bro. Speak of the devil, bro. Branson is on right now. He's live right now. I'm about to see if he can.
Hey.
If I'm gonna join this real quick. There we go. Yo, what's up, my boy? Yo, we live on the Inner Circle, bro. I'm recording right now, bro. This is live right now. This is live right now, bro. I'm with my boy Mario right here. We're in the booth. Hey, look, it's live right now.
Yes, sir.
That's crazy, bro.
Hey, can they hear? They can't hear me.
Yeah. You're talking to the mic. You're gonna be on the episode.
All right, bet. Hey, I just want to give a huge shout out to my boy Ro and Mario, man. Huge shout out to the Inner Circle, all that, man. We coming up. We on the way up. It's only up from here. That's all I can say is up.
Yeah, there you go. Let's go.
For real.
Man.
Shout out to them boys, though, for sure. Shout out to them boys. I'm finna go ahead.
Hey, Branson, I was just talking about you, dude. So. Yep. Remember what you said that one time when we were live, and you were like, "Hey, every time I see that buzz down, it makes me want to go harder, and it makes me want to get one."
Facts, bro. When you post, no cap, for real though, like that's real life, bro. Every time I see it, it's just something about it, bro. It sparks something inside of me, bro. Literally every time, I'm like, I gotta have one of those, and it's not even on the like aspect or frequency of like I have to have one of those. It's just on the aspect like that's motivation, like. People don't get, like, I look at the diamond as a symbol of, like, okay, diamonds are created from pressure. You get what I'm saying? So all the pressure that you got coming from wherever aspect in your life that you got coming from, you feel me, that's going to create a better opportunity for you. Like, we were just talking about the other day, failure only create a clear path to success. You get what I'm saying? So, like, people always try to say, like, oh, they get scared of the pressure. No, I want all the pressure.
Yeah.
I want all the pressure. You know what I'm saying? That's going to make me a diamond. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I look at it. And every time I look at that, that's what I refer that to. Like, that's what I refer that to. So that's why I look at it. I'm like, and that just always pops up into my mind. So I'm like, I have to get that. Like, and then when I'm saying I have to get that, I'm indirectly referring that to I have to be successful. You know what I'm saying? Because of the pressure and the diamond.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just how people pick it up and put it down, you know? Seriously.
Yeah, man. Hey, bro, just for a reminder, bro, how old are you, bro?
18, man.
Man.
I'm going to live this time 5 more times, man. 5 more times.
Yeah, that's what Gary Vee says all the time, dude.
Literally, all the time, bro. Like, I'm going to live this time 5 more times in my lifetime, so why not take all the risks, like, literally right now?
Yeah.
18 to 22, like Gary Vee said, and a couple more successful entrepreneurs have said, bro, like, 18 to 22 should be about focusing on your goals, like, heavy, head down, grind mode. Like, you shouldn't be worried about nothing else. You shouldn't be worried about no girls. You shouldn't be worried about going out trying to party. You shouldn't be worried about none of that, bro. You should be strictly focused on trying to get money and elevate and progress. Nothing else, nothing. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
We having the wrong mindset, bro. Like, they'll try to, like, there should be no reason why you're trying to chase anything else other than your goal, because if you do, you're going to fall short no matter what, and then you're going to be mad at yourself, like, oh, why didn't this go my way? Why did this turn out for me? And you're looking at yourself, you didn't put in the work. There's only two reasons why you're not where you're at or where somebody should be at. One, you ain't put in enough time and effort to get where you need to be at, or two, it's just simply not your time yet, and you just got to be patient. That's what people not getting.
That's a thing, bro. Like, people don't want to put in the work.
Right. They'll look at somebody and be like, oh, they're successful, and then try to have a pity party on what they're doing, and you can't be mad at them because you didn't see the long nights, you didn't see the hours that they put in, you ain't see none of that. So people who do that, I can't stand people who do that, because really you have no say in that person's life, you have no say in what that person is doing, and for you to just try to rain on their parade, that's very simple, simple-minded of people. Like, a lot of people do that, and they don't get. And in the next 2 to 4 years, bro, like my homie just said on Instagram, Troy, in the next 2 to 4 years, Americans are going to see, like, they're going to accumulate a lot of debt just to live. Like, inflation is rising. Like, it's
oh, yeah, it's stupid right now.
It's too high. And what people don't get is it's cheaper today than it will be tomorrow. And that's for all aspects. That's what people don't get by inflation. It's cheaper today than it is tomorrow. So people need to just start taking full advantages of their opportunities and just start going after whatever they want to go for, and just stop being scared of what a teacher or a friend or anybody else said, and just real life, go for it. No bad. Because, like, for real, bro, like, they don't get, bro, 100K before I'm 19. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying, 100K before we're 19.
Bro, watch what's going to happen, bro. I'm telling you, watch what's going to happen. When people see this, bro, they gonna buy. Oh, dang, bro, I didn't know you was doing all that. You feel me? Doing all that. Then I'm gonna be like, but y'all didn't see them long nights when I was going crazy.
Exactly. Exactly.
Up till 4 a.m. That's what they not gonna see. So I just like to let people talk because it just fueled the fire. For real, for real.
Yeah, that's a good. That's exactly what I said on that on my recent, right, like right there. That's more. That's more fuel to the flame.
No cap. More fuel to the flame. Like, go ahead, keep talking, cause. Like I said, bro, and I had literally made a post, like, this is like a minute ago, like, when I first started, like, my whole, like, what I was doing and everything. It was like, I never had nobody tell me that I dream too big because they too scared to tell me that. You know why? Because I'm doing too much behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I'm doing too much behind the scenes. They don't even know what I'm up to. So it's like, for us to say that they'll be like, whoa, what he got going on? I don't know what he got going on. Like, you got what I'm saying? So
yeah.
So bad.
Man. Yeah. There you go, man. Well, hey, I just got you, like, you're on the episode right now. So right now I'm gonna keep chopping it up with my boy Mario, and then we'll talk.
Shout out to y'all, man, for sure. Keep going, man.
Hey, if you're gonna give a piece of advice to anybody, since I'm about to let you go right now, what would you say to the people, real quick? All right,
piece of advice that I give to somebody is number one piece of advice that I give to somebody, because a lot of people don't think how mean you think, is to not care what nobody thinks. Like, nobody. Don't care what nobody thinks. Do not care about anybody's opinion. Just care about what you got to do, you feel me, to get to where you need to be. Because, one, caring about people's opinion, that's going to hinder you to get to where you need to be, because you're going to be thinking like, oh, what if they think that this is a bad idea or something like that? So then it's going to stop you from reaching your goals. So rule number one, I say, don't care what people think, especially while you're young, because you're influenced by, like, friends and all that goofy, like, that goofy
shit,
bro. No, be influenced by that, bro. Like, just go after what you need to. So that'll be my, like, number one. Like, dude, definitely don't care what people think, bro. Like, at all. Like,
man, my boy Branson on it, man. He lit.
Okay, before I'm 19, man. You already know the vibes, man. Pulling up in Maybachs and Range Rover.
There you go, man. Hey, we live right now, but
Me and my boy Ro, man. You already know, man.
Me and my boy, man, right here.
Yeah, diamonds in my ears, man. Diamonds on my neck.
But I'm gonna let you go, bro. I'm gonna call you later, and hey, bro, you're on the episode right now, so
sure, man. I'm lit, and you already know we finna definitely get in tune with Direct Best. Cause I'ma definitely need you to take over the marketing on that account. So
yeah, for real.
You already know that we stay in touch already and everything. And I'm gonna be hopping on to that episode soon with the mic though. Like, actually.
Yeah, I need. That's gonna happen. This is a little sneak peek, but my boy Brandon is gonna be on here regularly, bro. He's gonna be VIP.
Yeah, regularly. 100K before I'm 19, yeah. Mr. Go Go Mode.
Yeah. Hey, bro, appreciate you.
All right, bye, my boy.
Man, I love him, bro.
All facts, all knowledge, bro. That fool awesome. I instantly followed him. Instantly follow him.
Man, CEO Branson on IG, give him a follow, bro. That's my brother right there.
Shout out.
That's my brother right there, dude. That's crazy how that was like live, dude. That was like live.
Unplanned.
That was unplanned. That's crazy. But yeah, man, I was just talking about him too. That's
for
crazy.
Real? You were. Hey, that's not even coincidence. That's fate right there.
Yeah, that's crazy. But he has that whole, like, he has that marketing thing. He has what's it called? He's like into e-commerce and, like, you know, Shopify, building his own store. He's doing all that, blah blah mm-hmm. blah. You know, sales went crazy. And he, like, at the end, he's like, hey, I need your help in marketing because I'm in that graphic design kind of field. And yeah. I make really good, because I have, I'm like, I'm social media manager for my pop's business. Yeah, like, you know, tiles and stuff. And, you know, like, you know, Schluter, like the membrane for drywall and floor heatings and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So like, it's like that, like sheetrock and grout and all that stuff, tile, you know, things to build houses and lay down tile, whatever. And I would take pictures and post them on their IG. You know, I renovated their logo, made everything more modern, made everything more simplistic. It looks good. The IG page looks good. But I'm just to keep things short, like, I'm good at that, you know, making graphics and designing stuff, designing like pamphlets and, you know, just making things look nice. Like, you know how, like, for brands and stuff, like, making good quality, like, designs and, like, graphics. Yeah. That's
you're hella good at that.
That's my part. Just
based on your Instagram post alone, you're really good at that.
No, not even, like, my IG. Like, actual, like, for businesses. Yeah.
Yeah, just based on what you've done just for the inner circle, too, with profile pics.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And helping Preston out with Rich Boy, too. I can see it.
Yeah, that.
You know?
But, yeah, man, dude, Branson totally took over, man, for, like, a good 10 minutes. That's crazy.
He was spitting all knowledge, though.
That's crazy, bro. I'm going to be like, hold on. This is going to be live uncut right here, but I'm going to be like, bro, we got you live in this episode. This about to rock everything. Bro, that's crazy, bro. I love him, dude. He always gets me hype. Every single time. Always gets me hype.
Motivating.
But, yeah, dude. That's my boy right there. But, yeah, man. I mean, besides, like, what would you say, like, are your new priorities now? Comparing, like, last year to, like, right now.
To last year to right now? Last year, I played a lot of video games. I'm not going to lie. I was doing all my hustle stuff, but I still had a lot of video games. But I realize now that I got to really organize my time. I don't got time to waste. This life is short. I'm not going to be young forever. I really got to take advantage while I still can.
That's what Branson said right now. He's like, you know, from the time you're 1 year old to 20, you're going to do that maybe four more times. That entire time you elapsed from being 1 year old to 20, you're gonna do that four more times in your entire life. So I mean, might as well try everything right now and who knows, fuck it up or like be utter dog shit at this, but maybe you find something that you're hella good at, you know, along the line or whatever. It's like,
yeah, it's just that
people are trying to prove to themselves or prove to people that you know, that they're trying to be successful at a very, very, very early age. And it's like that post that I did on my IG for my birthday, for my 19th. It said, why should I say on to the next chapter when I'm still in the epilogue? You know? So that's the type of drive that I got right now is that, you know, I have time and I can really try anything and maybe not be good at 100 things, but maybe be good at one thing. And maybe that'll take years or whatever, but, you know, I just got to keep trying.
Yeah. I mean, growing and figuring out a bunch of stuff is just part of the process, you feel me? And like you said, maybe we're trash at this thing or maybe we're really good, but you'll never know unless you try. And that's, I think, one thing everyone should take away from anything we're going to say today. What Branson said, you don't got much time, and just try, honestly.
Yeah, man. Big priority
right now for everyone is to just focus on themselves. Make sure you're successful so you can bring up everyone around you, you know? And I'm glad this inner circle is of like-minded people, you feel?
No, dude, that's what I was legit telling Branson, like, maybe a day ago, is that he's 18. And he's higher than me, in the sense of, like, well, pretty much in every aspect. he's like, oh, he's up there. And I barely got in the game maybe a year and a half ago. And I'm grateful to be where I'm at. You know, I have a podcast. I have a good group of influences. I got anything and everything I could have wanted, and which is still yet to come because I still want to be greater than I am right now. You know, I want that Ferrari, but that's gonna take time. But it's like it's to the point right now. It's like I know where I want to be. It's just that I don't know how to get there. You know?
Yeah.
Which is what Branson said, you know, try everything and maybe that one point where you do good, that'll blast you off into where you want to be.
It's just one step at a time, bro.
And effort. And a fuckload of effort. And a whole bunch of effort. And that's what people don't want. That's what most people fuck up. It's because they don't want to put in the work. And they don't want to, they're too comfortable where they're at. And they don't want to be uncomfortable being in an uncomfortable situation that's better for them in the long run.
They need that pressure.
They gotta get under pressure.
Just like you said. Man, that dude's a preacher, bro. He spits only facts.
Dude. Only facts. That's crazy, bro. Shout out to my boy Branson, man. I sound like a broken record, bro. Fucking love you, bro. But, he wants to get into, real estate, you know, those car washes where you put the coins in and it unlocks the hose and you can wash the car by yourself. If I can get two of those, I'm set financially for a year or maybe a year and a half.
Not only a year, for a long time. Cause those are just
those shits make bank.
Grow.
You know, like laundromats, the car washes.
Vending machines, yeah.
Yeah, vending machines, I want to get into that. Maybe put two in Eastridge or two in my dad's shop or somewhere. But I think you need to get, like, the land in order to, like... I think, like, as I wanted to put a vending machine in Eastridge.
I don't think you have to do the land. You just have to find a place to that will let you put your vending machines in.
Well, yeah,
you know?
But I would have to give, like, 10% to wherever I'm putting it.
Oh, yeah, like a rent
into,
for the space.
Yeah. I can't just take the money and just keep it. I have to give it maybe 10% to, like, let's say I want to put one in Eastridge, to give 10% to Eastridge because they're letting me put my asset in there and then the rest, obviously, to me.
Yeah.
But if I were to get a betting machine, I would put it somewhere like in a mall or... Not even a mall because there's a lunch places and all that stuff. So maybe like a hospital, like a waiting
room.
Movie
theater?
Not a movie theater, because, you know, once you walk in, you know, what's the point of getting out of a theater and buying M&Ms and going back and missing the part of the movie? No, it's not. Maybe, like, hospital waiting rooms, like, places where you're, like, all of a sudden hungry as fuck and you're just, like, mad and you want to eat something. Like, mechanic shops. No, mechanics and, like, places to go fix up your car while you're waiting. You know, you just get a bag of chips or Lay's, snack on them while you're...
doctor's office.
Yeah. But stuff like that, you know, maybe take 90%, cut the 90% in half, use that half to buy resources for the vending machine, keep the other half, and just keep doing that over and over again. That's what I would do if I had a good functioning vending machine that's, you know, constantly going in and out. But, you know, laundromats, even land, you know, a couple acres of land, that's going to appreciate. Silver, gold.
True.
Obviously crypto, but I don't know. Like jewelry, gold, you know, I don't know, man. I want to get into
assets in general.
Yeah. Like for the inner circle, I'm partnered with Redbubble. So I'm the middle. I'm technically the middleman. So I provide the designs, and then from there that gets pushed to the merchant, which has all the hoodies and all the products and whatever. They print it out, and then they send it to whoever ordered. And then I'm getting like 20% off of that. So like last time, I got $14 out of all the orders I got. I got $14. I think I got like maybe 20, 25 orders. 20% of each thing, because, you know, there's mugs and hoodies and T-shirts, and they all vary in prices. But out of all those, 20% of that is $14. Which wasn't bad for my first time, first go at it. I got hype, you know, $14. I made money off of my own brands that I, my own designs that I've made. Like, they're mine. I have the royalty and the copyright to those designs. But what I want to do is I want to buy like in bulk, like, and have strictly like from extra small to extra large, and like print any design that I want, maybe t-shirts. I'm thinking like black and white hoodies in all, in every size, like good quantities that are, you know, high quality t-shirts, and just print my designs on them, package them hella good, and then send them. And then that way I get the money like in full, you know, like maybe I charge $40 for a hoodie, and that way I keep the $40 for one hoodie, you know, so that way I get everything. Yeah. That's what I want to get, but I would need like a print press. I would need like help. Like I would need to think about the packaging, the, you know, stuff like that. And I just need to go back to the drawing board for that. But do you have like, in what spaces would you want to expand? You know, like your knowledge and like, you know,
my knowledge.
Do you think about like starting something like a business or like a little small thing or like, you know,
oh yeah, all the
monetize
time.
Stuff.
I want to do merch for my music. I already have designs I've made. I've reached out to people to help me do that. My sister, she runs her own actual clothing business called Lovecast Co. on Instagram. She does a lot of mental health and positivity inspired clothing stuff. So she'll buy the clothes in bulk, and then she'll make them all herself, which is cool. She'll dye stuff. She'll put the logos and stuff on there. So she's given me a lot of tips on what to do to start merch, but I just haven't done it yet because I'm waiting to finish this album and stuff, you know? So I'm definitely thinking of ways to monetize. I want to do CDs for my stuff. I want to do vinyl. I want to do cassettes. Anything, you know, put my stuff on YouTube, Spotify.
Yeah,
it's the dream, but I just gotta get more knowledge first, you know, like I've said before, I'm just a beginner and I still need to learn, but we are growing as we're
yeah, working, man,
you know,
there's nowhere to go but up. And that's the thing, dude, like you know where you want to be at, it's just that you don't know how to get there, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the problem with everybody like our age or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been telling people, like, you know, people that I meet and people asking me about, you know, what the inner circle is and everything. And I'm like, you know, everybody has dreams, everybody has aspirations to be something. You know, like that's including me, you, or like anybody I'm talking to, people our age, people younger than me, even people older than me that still don't know what the fuck they want to be. But
for real.
You know, if I know where I want to be, it's just that I just need to get there. And, you know, I'm obviously on the way up. So is the people close to me. You know, for those who aren't here with me, like, because they willingly didn't want to be here with me, it's a big fuck you to them, you know. But I could laugh in their face now. But, you know, it's like...
They're just gonna hate.
Yeah, for real. It's like, how can I say? I totally lost track. But oh, so it's like if I can go up and at the same time help out my own people, then, you know, why not? I'm all for it, right?
That's the dream, right?
And it's like, you know, the inner circles, you know, all my, you know, my, I change my captions to, it's not just like a stupid emoji now or like some dumb quote from like Drake or whatever, but like, obviously, no, I'm not dissing Drake, OVO, but
Drizzy.
Yeah. But it's not something like insignificant now, and you know, it's like actual, yeah, like
it has meaning behind.
I like my IG captions are like for me and me only. That's why when I got kind of that backlash from some of my friends back in high school when I posted that one pic from Creek when I was sitting down at the UQuad, and yeah. I showed my old friend group. And it was pretty much my version of saying, like, hey, like, you know, and things, however they ended up, you know. It was me respectfully saying goodbye and welcoming them into whatever path they go on. And if I see them on the street, I'll, you know, say, hey. But I don't know, man. It's just, I'm not like putting the spotlight on them. I'm saying like anybody like who wants to hate, they will. You know? That's why I got hella backlash when I posted that on Snap and IG, where it's like, what did I say? I'm going to pull it up on my phone right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull it up on my phone right now. It was, oh, totally missed it. Hang on. I know, I vaguely remember what I said. Let me see. Let me go to my archive. Story. Here we go. So I pretty much said, nobody watches me harder than the people that hate / don't like me. You know, let them stare, I'm gonna give them a show. And the amount of people that swiped up and DM'd me throwing shit on Snap was like, you know, like I said, you know, I could only feel sorry for them because, you know, like, why would you? Oh, yeah, obviously. You know, they're only saying shit because, you know, they know that I'm higher than them and I'm not that small little kid you can pick on no more. Mm-hmm. But I was telling Branson too how, you know, all 4 years of high school, I was, you know, hey, you know, I know you weren't feeling good, so I bought you a cookie. And, you know, I was always the nice kid. The kid yeah. that would be on your ass if you're not doing good, which is obviously a good things a regular good person would do, right? A good friend who would do. But it got to the point where I was like a people pleaser. I wasn't doing nice things because you're it was nice. I was pleasing exactly
pleasing
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It got to the point where I was doing so good things to a lot of people, and I wasn't getting the same thing in return, which I don't expect anything. But if one were to do something that I did for them out of the pureness of their heart, I would appreciate that so much because I put in X amount of energy into doing that for them, you know? And it was until I totally got my heart shattered, probably maybe, you know, a prom was like a couple days before March 13th and then we never came back to school again.
Yeah.
That was like kind of on the brink of prom and graduation, and some shit happened with this chick, and which totally made me go like emo Peter Parker, you know, hair down, you know, black Air Force energy.
Dirty era.
Yeah. It was bad, you know. And that was probably, you know, graduation happened. I saw my friends swipe by on the screen on TV. And then it was like when I saw the TV turn off the day that the graduation video happened, when the TV turned off, it was like, you know, holy shit, like, I'm done with high school. Like, what the
fuck?
Like,
it was surreal because we were in school one day and then they said, no more school. And then we're like, well, I guess we may not go back. And then, well, come pull up to Creek, get your diploma, and then watch your slideshow for graduation. And then it's over. No prom, no goodbyes. That was it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that was, and you know, a couple months later after I, you know, recentered myself, found myself, I know what to do now. I know what I want. And, you know, I adapted all this shit. About 6 months go by, blah, blah, blah. You know the whole story. And not, and probably maybe a couple months ago is when I did that post for the, when I was at Creek sitting down on the E-Quad by the U-Building.
Yeah.
And that was essentially my official, you know, it was for me, not for anybody else. It was for me healing myself and the void that I had with my past friends I had beef with. Or apparently had beef with, I don't know, whatever, it's in the past, whatever. But I was like, okay, you know, shit happened, yeah. But, you know, I don't care about that anymore. You know, if I see you on the street, I say, hey, you know, I wish you the best. And this is me saying goodbye and, you know, hope you do good wherever path you go on, hope you do good, right?
Yeah. Wherever life takes you.
And then I still got shit on top of that. So I was like, okay, you know. Now it got to the point where I don't care anymore about what people say. I could give not one piece of shit about whoever says shit now. I don't care. I'm done.
More Mr. Nice Guy. No more Mr. Nice Rogelio Bonola.
No, for real, like on some real shit, I'm done. Like,
yeah,
that's it. It's only me and whoever's around me. If you're with me, you're with me. If you're not, get the fuck out of my way. That's the main line right there.
Yeah. I agree with that wholeheartedly. It's you and the boys and your family. And if you ain't with it, if you're not with me, then you're against me.
Just kidding. Yeah.
Like some Green Goblin type.
Some Darth Vader shit right there.
If you're not on the grind set, then what are you doing, Peter?
But, yeah, man, I mean, you know, finally launched the Inner Circle. You know, I'm doing... If this helps one person out there, so be it. I've accomplished my goal. But, yeah. You know, it's only going to get better from here, man. That's the bottom line.
Hell yeah.
That's the bottom line, man. Let me drink water, bro. I'm hyped, bro. I'm too hyped.
Sorry, I had to for Preston.
Oh, yeah, the Spider-Man 3.
Spider-Man. Insert Preston playing Spider-Man 3 sound.
Yeah, man. I've definitely seen major growth in everybody this through 2020 to 2022 to now. Like, incomparable. You know? I remember the little white crackhead you were back in Curran's, bro.
Oh, yeah. I still am a bit like that.
You were a demon,
but not
bro.
As much. A demon. I still have pictures of his bald head, too. Saved on Snapchat. I used to cut it out. I could paste it on whoever. Also, I stole one of his... A bunch of his magnets.
Oh, his magnets.
His maps and magnets. I should have stolen a bunch more. Mr. Smith was blocking it with his PTSD-looking head. Anyways.
Oh. Oh man.
Yeah, the growth is crazy. I went from a weird nerd to a weirder nerd. But at least I'm on a grind now, trying to be more successful, you feel?
Yeah, man. It's crazy, bro. Shit is insane. But yeah, man. I mean, I think 52 minutes. Is there anything you want to say to the people? You know, if you were to give one piece of advice to anyone out there, what would you say? What would you say changed you more?
I would say always be you. Don't be like anybody else. Be you. Do what feels right to you. And if people don't like it, fuck them. They don't matter. Just keep focusing on what makes you happy. Mm-hmm. Do what you want to do. Be successful in your own lane. And if people support you, hold those people close to you. And if they don't, then you just got to do what you got to do. You grow apart or you move on. So be you. Be you always.
My boy, Mario, bro. Fucking love you, dude. Thank you for being on today,
bro.
And, thanks. You know, I always appreciate, like, you know, the time you put in to be here and, like, exist here right now and just go back and forth with me real quick. And, you know, it's an hour in. This is the best episode out right now for season 2. I'm so hot. I'm so happy how this came out.
This one's going to be a banger
for
sure.
This one's a fucking banger, dude. Shout out Branson, bro. My boy. But, yeah, man, I'm going to go ahead and edit this. And, guys, if you enjoyed this episode, dude, this episode was a banger. I love how this came out. If you guys like this, you know, show support, leave a review on Apple Podcasts. You know, I want to fill up that review page. I know it's 5 stars on Spotify right now, The Inner Circle, which is crazy. It's insane. But yeah, I mean, I'll Mario, thank you for coming on again. Shout out my boy CEO Branson, and I'll catch you guys next time in the next episode, guys. You guys stay safe, and I'll talk to you guys later. Peace.